Thai coup leaders say they feared that reporting in favour of ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat could create confusion, so they restricted broadcasts with the aim of, in their words, leaving it quiet for a while. A spokesman for the military, Major General Tawip Meyalap, said Friday it would be up to the incoming civilian government to decide when to lift media restrictions.
Sure that once we will have the interim government, and the interim government will start working on that right away.
The military moved quickly on September 19 to shut down local broadcasters and block international stations on cable TV. The cable stations are now back on the air, but local television is closely monitored. The military also closed several hundred small radio stations in northern Thailand, a stronghold of the ousted Prime Minister. Many of the station's owners have political or business ties to Mr. Thaksin. The coup also led to the resignation of the board of state-owned TV operator MCOT. On the night of the coup, MCOT TV began to broadcast an emergency decree issued by Mr. Thaksin, who was out of the country. But the military stopped the transmission. MCOT's board has since been replaced and the operator is back on the air. Newspapers and broadcasters have all been warned against reporting negative opinions about the coup. Supinya Klenarong from the Campaign for Popular Media Reform says the military should lift the media restrictions and remove the soldiers stationed outside media outlets.
Our standpoint, we still believe that the military has no right. They should not give any order to shut down any media. Even though a new radio station is also still not fair and not legitimate for the military to issue an order to shut down.
General Winay Pattiyakun, one of the coup leaders, told foreign journalists Friday that the military wanted the foreign media to understand the real situation in Thailand. The military says the coup was necessary to avoid violence between pro- and anti-Thaksin forces. They also say Mr. Thaksin planned to use emergency powers to strengthen his control over the armed forces. Mr. Thaksin had been under pressure to resign since early this year over allegations of abuse of power and corruption. The coup leaders have promised to install a new civilian government by October 4th. Thai media are reporting that the new Prime Minister is likely to be General Suriyut Chalanot, a retired officer and a member of revered Thai King Bumapon Adulyadej's key advisory body. Human rights groups and governments around the world, including the United States, have criticized the coup. But opposition in Thailand to the takeover has been minimal. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.